February 8, 1931 Accusations, Calumnies, Condemnation. How, for God, wanting costs more than having the power. Effects of the wanted divine will, and effects of the permissive divine will. Round of chastisements that he will do across all nations. It has been some time since I wrote, because my poor heart, swollen with intense bitternesses, to the point of engulfing me completely in the gigantic and stormy waves of sorrow and profound humiliations, did not have the strength to put on paper one page, the most sorrowful of my existence down here. In the heat of my sorrow, I repeated more than once the saying of our Lord, I looked for a consoler amid so many pains, and I did not find one. A friend who would speak a word in my defense, and there was none. Even more, the one who should have sustained me and given me a breath of courage, I felt as changed, as if he were my cruelest enemy. Ah! Yes, I can indeed repeat with my sweet Jesus, a pack of dogs surrounded me to tear me to pieces and devour me. I believe that the heavens have cried over my heart lot, as has my sweet Jesus cried with me many times. Oh! How true it is that only Jesus remains in sorrow and humiliations. The creatures can be around when everything smiles at us and brings us glory and honor. But when a setback happens, they flee and leave the poor victim alone and abandoned. Oh! My highest good, Jesus, do not leave me alone in a period so sorrowful of my life. Either you remain with me, or you take me with you. I feel drowned. My strength fails me. Oh, please. Help me. Help me, oh Jesus. And then, what torments me the most are the very struggles that I have to go through with my sweet Jesus. Because of the printing of the divine will, they accuse me at the Holy Office of things which I do not know, either where they stay, or where they are, and which are as far from me as heaven from the earth. I have lived in bed for 46 years. It can be said that I am a poor one buried alive. The earth I do not know, nor do I remember ever having any love of interest. My sweet Jesus has always watched over my heart, and has kept it in full detachment. May the Lord be always thanked. They have also maligned at the Holy Office the coming of the priest, who comes to call me to obedience in the state of my sufferings. Therefore impositions and prohibitions. So, here opens a struggle with my beloved Jesus. I pray him to free me or to do everything himself, that is, making me fall into pains and freeing me when he pleases. And Jesus, all goodness, was saying, my daughter, but do you think that I cannot do it? I can. But I do not want to. To me, wanting costs more than having the power. For me, the power is nothing. In one instant I can make heaven and earth, in another instant I can destroy it, so great is the strength of my power. But destroying an act of my will, neither do I want it, nor can I. I would destroy the order of the acts of my will which, from eternity, are established by the divinity. I would go against my wisdom, against my own designs, against my love. I would not act as God, but as man, who easily changes depending on whether things are to his liking or disliking, and whether it pleases him. I am the immutable one, and I do not mutate in the designs and acts which my holy divine will has established to do, and with highest wisdom. And then, I would not act as God. Only because they wanted to accuse you of awful calumnies, making use of their authority and wicked perfidy to the point of getting to the Holy Office, because one gets there when an evil reaches the excess and no other authority can remedy it, and from this alone shows their highest perfidy, I should change my designs and the ways which for so many years I have had over you? Oh! If you knew what sorrow they gave to my heart, such that, unable to bear the torment, I am forced to strike all those who have contributed to such an awful accusation. And do not think that I will do it on this very day. In time and circumstance my justice is arming its arm against them. No one will be spared. The sorrow they gave me is too great. And I, my love, If you let me fall, for, and do not help me to free myself, what shall I do? You do not want to change your ways, which you have had over me, and if the authorities who want otherwise do not want to surrender to what you want, what shall I do? At least, assure me that you take me to heaven, and you, I and they will all remain content. Don't you see in what a maze they put me? I am the accused one, the condemned one, as if I had become the most wicked creature that exists upon earth. And a curse hangs over my poor existence. Jesus! Jesus! Help me, do not abandon me, do not leave me alone. If all have been so barbarous as to leave me, you will not do this to me. Isn't it true, O Jesus? And my sorrow was so great that I poured out in most bitter crying. And Jesus too, pouring himself out in crying, told me, Good daughter, courage, you must know that my divine will acts in two ways, in the wanted way and in the permissive way. When it acts in the wanted way, those are designs that it accomplishes, sanctities that it forms. And the creature who receives this wanted act of my will receives it equipped with light, with grace, with help. Nothing must be lacking to this fortunate creature in order to fulfill this act wanted by my will. On the other hand, when it acts in the permissive way, and this happens when the creatures, with the free willing of the will which they have, try to bind the hands of the Omnipotent One, as in this that they want from you, wanting to change things in their own way, and not as I, with so much love and for the good of all, have disposed up to this day, and they force me to act in a permissive way, and my permissive will, by justice and chastisement, is blinding, such that who knows where they go to hurl themselves. Therefore, I will act with my permissive will. Since they do not want it in the way wanted by me, I will keep you suspended from the state of victim, and my justice, not finding its prop, will pour itself out freely against the people. I am doing the first round across all nations, so much so, that very often I suspend you from the state of victim because I see you too embittered because of me and because of what they want, and of so much perfidy that they have had against you. And in seeing you so embittered, I don't have the heart to cast you into your usual state of pains, which you, with so much love, received. And I, with even greater love, communicated to you. Therefore I move forward. But if you knew my sorrow, and in my sorrow I keep repeating, human ingratitude, how horrendous you are. And I am about to start the second round of chastisements across all nations, repeating earthquakes, mortalities, unforeseen phenomena, evils of every kind, such as to strike terror and fright. The chastisements will swoop down like thick fog over the peoples, and many will remain naked and starving. And when I have completed the second round, I will do the third, and where the chastisements will rage more, there will the wars and revolutions be more fierce. My daughter, what I recommend to you, patience. Oh please. Do not give me the sorrow that your will be opposed to mine. Remember how many graces I have given you, how much love have I not had for you in order to win your will, to make it my own. If you want to make me content, assure me that you will never, never do your will. And I, while I assure Jesus that I never want to do my will, the present circumstances are so many, that I live with a continuous fear that poisons me continuously, that I might incur in the great disgrace of not doing always the divine will. My God, what pain, what torment for my poor heart! More so, because of my inconstant state, as I spend days without falling into the state of sufferings, and then I am tortured that Jesus has left me, I will no longer have the good of seeing him. And in my sorrow I keep repeating, Goodbye, O Jesus, we will no longer see each other, everything is over. And I cry over the one who was for me more than my own life. And I go through 2 or 3 days in these tortures. And when I am persuaded that I will no longer fall into that state of pains, then Jesus, all of a sudden, surprises me and makes me fall into sufferings. And then I am tortured, what shall I do in order to obey? So, in one way or another, I feel such sadness and bitterness that I myself do not know how I can continue to live. And in my sorrow, I hope that my sweet Jesus will have pity on me and will take his poor exiled one into his celestial fatherland. Only, I pray you, O Jesus, to put an end to this storm. With your power, command that it be calmed, and giving light to those who have provoked it, may they know the evil they have done, that they may use it in order to sanctify themselves. Deo gratias.